Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy Wilson bringing us back, otherwise known as Heart. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocates.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's our good friend. U-turn.com, U-T-E-R-N.com is the website. He's the author of A World Gone Social, but a new book. Mark, you got a new book coming out this year. What's the title?
The title is, not surprising, giving our conversation today, Jim, Good Comes First, How Leaders Create an Uncompromising Culture That Does Not Suck.
It's all about culture, folks. And one of the things that Mark and I have been talking about is how do you preserve and leverage? Cultures can be are leveraged. If you've got a good culture, you can leverage it for to make employees happy and customers come back. And so how do you do that? And it reminds me what we see a lot of times in businesses, Mark. It reminds me of families. Families have cultures, but almost never is there a discussion about it. It's mostly about how we see our parents behave. Everybody knows a child watches their parents like a hawk, and they, as you talk about in your book, they model those behaviors, and employees do the same thing. So if we're going to extend and leverage our corporate culture in the remote work environment, we have to, as leaders, we have to be more intentional and maybe even a little more dramatic about our cultures going forward. What do you think?
Well, I think we certainly have to be more intentional about our cultures, especially, Jim, with those people who weren't in the office before the pandemic struck.
They were never at the hive.
Those people haven't got to see those behaviors modeled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we teach, mentor, model behaviors that have never actually been seen? Well, we're doing it digitally now, and that's really hard. But in the end, people can still see work ethic, even though they're working from home. They can see respect, and that's the real key, Jim, especially for those that weren't around before. Companies in this day and age must put the demonstration of respect on the same pedestal, value respect just as much as they measure and accommodate results. And we've all seen from Little League teams on what happens when you only care about results. It doesn't matter how you got there as long as you won. No, it's never worked in business, not in the long term, and it's mm-hmm. not going to work today.
Well, and back to on the model behavior thing, if you're a leader, if you're the owner of the business, there was a time 9 months ago, a year ago, when you could just be who you were, and if you were a high quality individual, that was enough to nurture and foster and nourish the culture, probably without saying anything about it. But now you've got to, especially the new people. One of the things that the managers I talk to are saying, Mark, is that they've got to touch their employees more often about how they're doing, not just about the job, but how they're doing. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the real key, and by the way, that's how we cross the digital chasm. Don't rely on Slack alone. Don't rely on email alone. Pick up the phone, Jim. Have a human-to-human conversation. And, yes, you're going to talk about work. But maybe start the conversation with, what are you working on today? What keeps you up at night? What challenges did you face last week? And how can I help you meet those challenges better? Just build those one-on-one relationships all those almost familial relationships, mm-hmm. and your company culture will start being modeled based on people that actually care about doing good work in a good place.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And but again, this is post pandemic stuff we're talking here. This is mid and post pandemic stuff. This is different behavior, especially as a small business. This is, you know, big businesses have vice presidents of corporate culture, right? Small businesses don't have that. And so whereas before you could just sort of let it happen organically in a dispersed, in a diaspora workforce, Mark, you can't just let it happen because it won't happen. It will fail to happen, won't it?
Well, it will happen. You just won't like the results, right?
Well said.
Cultures are going to happen, whether it's intentional or not. Cultures are going to happen, whether it's well designed or not, right? Let's just take a small business owner, and you don't like what's going on in the world, and you come in grumpy every day, and you don't exactly have an optimistic outlook about life. And well, Jim, you know as well as I do, it's only a matter of weeks before that becomes the company culture. We don't treat each other well. We don't treat our customers as well. We don't treat our vendors and suppliers as well. That becomes our culture. As unintentional as it is, those are the models that we're not modeling great behaviors. We're modeling undesirable behaviors.
Mark's got a new book coming out later in the year. We're going to serialize it over the next few months and let you have a peek into it before it's released. Hey, Mark, good job today. Will you come back soon?
You bet. Anytime.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. U-Turn, T-E-R-N, U-Turn.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.